Well, thank you. Thanks, Senator Cassidy, and good afternoon. It is afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Congressman Larry Bouchon from Indiana, and it's a pleasure to be here with the Dr. Shaywitz, who I go a number of years with, Representative Westerman and Senator Hickenlooper, to speak about this important issue. Look, dyslexia is one of the most common learning disabilities in the United States. However, as a father of a child with dyslexia, my daughter Blair, I know how difficult it can be to detect and treat dyslexia. I'll give you a brief history of my daughter. She has two older brothers, but when she was in first grade, she couldn't learn to read. And her brothers were reading when they were in, like, 4 years old. And we didn't know why, my wife and I, and we went to the school. It was an independent private school. And they basically said that, well, maybe she's not as smart as her brothers. And my wife and I, of course, took issue with that. And we subsequently started to look for people to get her tested. And honestly, she wasn't formally diagnosed with dyslexia until much later. But she was diagnosed with a reading disability. Unfortunately, we were able to get the proper treatment for dyslexia, the oil and Gillingham, but it takes parental engagement. Without my wife and I, we would have just accepted the assessment of the school. My daughter wouldn't be where she is today. Many years later, the Shaywitzes were at a congressional hearing. This is a true story. And I met them, and I went down and talked to them afterwards and told them my daughter's story. And she's like a sophomore in high school, straight-A student. And they said she's dyslexic. And we went and formally got her tested at a physician they had recommended. And sure enough, she was. And so from that time on, a couple things happened. Number one, it liberated her because she was not understanding how come I'm different and how come I'm struggling. But it also helped get her extra time on her tests and other things that subsequently have led to her being a graduate of Cornell with a degree in computer science. So. I get emotional even thinking about it. And part of the reason I get emotional is thinking about all the children maybe who we're leaving behind. It's imperative we detect dyslexia as early as possible and provide children and families with the proper tools and techniques to succeed in school and in their life. My home state of Indiana has already taken steps to help ensure we detect reading disabilities and dyslexia. State Senator Aaron Houchin, who subsequently won the primary in the 9th District, who will hopefully be a member of Congress, her district covers part of mine in her state Senate seat, and we work together, because her son is dyslexic, to get a law passed in Indiana that essentially all K-3 third grade kids have to be screened for reading disabilities statewide in all the schools. It's critical that those impacted by dyslexia have the support they need to cope with it. It's also not just they can't read, my daughter had self-esteem problems. She would come home and say, how come I'm dumb? Literally. How come my friends can read and I can't? So all of us, you know, in attendance here today well know that those with dyslexia are not any less intellectually equipped to survive and thrive in today's most competitive career fields. My daughter has a degree in computer science, works for Oracle. They're not less equipped than people that don't have dyslexia. Having the proper support will allow children with dyslexia to overcome the challenges presented by dyslexia and succeed in school and professional careers. Unfortunately, I was getting clear. Now my nose is running. This is why I'm proud to join Senator Cassidy and Representative Westerman in his effort on the 21st Century Dyslexia Act. This important bill would create a standalone category within the Individuals with Disability Education Act to ensure that those with this learning disability receive the proper accommodations and better treatments so that they can live up to their full potential. I'm grateful to be here with so many advocates and leaders today to discuss dyslexia and search for solutions to help American children who grapple with this learning disability. Primarily, it's we need to know who they are. Our society stands to gain from the valuable contributions individuals with dyslexia can make. And so our future will be brighter if we can provide them with the proper support to overcome the challenges presented by dyslexia. I want to thank everyone again. Thank you, Senator Cassidy, for inviting me here today, and I look forward to any questions that you all may have.